How important is it to get off on the right foot here?
It's extremely important. I think it sets the tempo for the season. And, overall, I think it's a true testament of, our work that we've done throughout the off season, the mini camp, training camps. I think so far, we've done a great job of being consistent. We just have to go out there and just play it come Sunday.
And, Charles, you guys have won a lot of games against them, but there's been a lot of points. It's not easy to hold those guys down. So when you leave the field, is it like, well, we wanted a glad, but, gave up 28, 30 points? I mean, it's a tough time way to win, isn't it?
A win is a win in this league, no matter how you get it. As far as the points we allow, that's something we come in and we fix and we correct. And, we give all our opinions on that, come from Monday. But as far as in this league, you just need to be satisfied however you get a win in this league. It's not always going to be pretty. It's not always going to be the way you expect it to be. But as long as you get a win, you live on, you fight another day. You face the corrections that next week.
What do you remember about the Dennis Bryan play last year? The difference between a win and a loss was an intro to
it. I was actually watching that from from the training room, and I was a little shocked because, he was, like you said, he was only a couple inches away from making that catch. And, we should have never even allowed him to get in that situation, where it had to be an official call. So, we definitely learn from it, get better from it, and make sure we take the game out of the hands of the refs.
Hey, Trell, people in Dallas are telling me that Romo may have changed his release a little bit or his delivery a little bit. Have you seen any of that from looking at the preseason films, and what's changed?
As far as the release, I always thought he had an awesome release, to be honest with you. I think, he released the ball, extremely tight to his body, it's always an over-the-shoulder throw, and he has a quick release, and, he's very accurate, in his release. So, I didn't see anything wrong with his release, but if he did release, I guess, that's something we'll see come Sunday.
Do you know what to expect from this defense? Last year we all talked about you were ranked near the bottom. Is this defense a much better defense this year?
We won't know until Sunday. We won't know until Sunday. We have to go out there and just, keep competing in practice, keep getting better, keep communicating, keep getting on the same page. And, everything's going to be pretty much determined, come Sunday.
Thank you. Are you surprised that they only kept three true safeties on the roster? That seems like a little pretty thin, especially since one guy's played
them.
Yeah.
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. We don't make those calls. If we're here, we're here. And we're here to play. Doesn't matter if they keep, one safety or two safeties. We'll find a way to make it work. That's what we do in our defense. We've always had to adjust somehow and be accountable for whatever position it is that they've asked us to play. We have guys that can fill in. We have Coop. We have Terrell Thomas. I made a joke about him today. I call him Lil Trail because, he's playing so many positions and he has so many roles that he needs to learn. But if anyone can handle it, it'll be Terrell. So we have depth. We have depth at each and every position, and more importantly, I think we have the right guys here.
Do you go into this week thinking about Witten, or do you just think about the whole Dallas team?
Witten? I never focus on one particular individual. I focus on their team in its entirety. I think they have a lot of threats. Witten is definitely one of their key weapons, but as far as focusing on Witten, he's done that one time, since I've been here. Had that miraculous game like that. He hurt us that game, and that's not going to happen again. I can assure that he will not have 17, 18 catches again. That's not going to happen.
And Charlie, you were talking about Tony Romo before. His reputation has always been one of a guy who will make a mistake in a key spot. Do you go into a game thinking that you can force him into that, or is that a dangerous way to play?
Personally speaking, I've always, been a true fan of Tony Romo. I think he's a dangerous quarterback. I like pretty much everything he presents to his game. There's been times where at the last minute, he's thrown some things away. But there's a lot of quarterbacks that also does the same thing. So as far as Tony Romo, if he hot, expect a long day. So you just gotta make sure you keep him out of the rhythm. Make sure you don't give him those easy throws, and I would say force him out of the pocket, but he's extremely brutal when he's out of the pocket. He extends the play and he's very accurate. So we're just gonna go in and play ball. We're gonna let our front go get him, and in the secondary and linebacker, we have to hold up our end.